Welcome to another inspiring message recorded at Rivers Church.
Well, hi there, church. Thank you so much for joining us online again today on this, the last Sunday of June. I can't believe we're already halfway through the year. And I must say it was wonderful seeing some of the ladies yesterday at our sister's drive-thru. Some of the guys were there as well, obviously dropping your ladies off there and bringing them through. And it was wonderful to see you again. And just please continue to pray that it'll be soon that we can open church again. We're really praying that God would intervene and that this virus would stop spreading and that people would do what they need to do so that we can get back into church. And we're really trusting that it's not going to be too long. I just also want to take this opportunity to thank everyone for their faithful and consistent giving. You know, just because church has been put on hold, it doesn't mean that our plans for the future have changed. We're still thinking big. We're still thinking beyond just where we're currently meeting at the moment. And we're trusting for those doors to open. So thank you for your support. Thank you for your faithfulness. And know that God will bring blessing to your life as you prioritize His church and the things of God through our giving. Well, we're going to take a moment to pray and then we'll get straight into the Word. Father, we thank you for your Word, which brings life to our spirits. Would you feed us today? Would you nourish our souls? And would you speak to every heart? Thank you for the encouragement that comes from the Scriptures. Bless your people in their homes today. In Jesus' name, and all those believing God's going to speak to them said, Amen. Amen. Now, I'm sure most of you have heard of something called the law of averages. It's a term that is often used in a sporting context, but is also applied by people across the business and finance industry. And people also use it when they try to predict the outcome of a particular area of their life. And although this law of averages is not an actual law, you know, like the law of gravity, it is a belief that outcomes of events will eventually even out over time. So, for example, in cricket, if a batsman is struggling to get runs, the commentator might say that he's due for runs. And really by saying that, he's implying that the law of averages says that he's going to come good any day now. In a business context, someone may have had a few deals not work out, but the law of averages will say that one of the next few deals should work out favorably. If you've applied for a job and nothing has come yet, people might tell you that the law of averages says that eventually things will even out and you'll get a job. And this law is also why people lose all their money gambling, because they convince themselves that if they just keep playing the machines, then the law of averages will eventually even things out and their time for winning will come. The law of averages. Now, I found that this is not something that can be relied on because it's not a math principle that is guaranteed to produce a certain outcome. I mean, 2 + 2 is guaranteed. It's always going to produce 4. But this law of averages is more wishful thinking than anything else. You know, people wishing, hoping, fingers crossed that eventually things will average themselves out and work in their favor. But church, that's not always how life works. You know, life doesn't just happen by chance and things don't just fall into place according to some law of averages. In fact, I've realized that anyone who tries to live an average sort of life generally ends up living at a level way below what God has intended. And if we settle for average, well, we're also lowering our expectation of both what God can do in us and what He wants to do through us. Now, many of you would know that Pastor Andre has written a great book called Becoming a Person of Excellence. And in the book, he says this: average is the best of worst and the worst of best. It's the muddled middle, not black or white, but that ugly gray. The opposite of excellence is not bad, it's average. Now, I want to do a message over the next 2 weeks that will hopefully encourage you to not settle for anything less than God's very best for your life. Don't settle for what's average or mediocre, but keep trusting and keep believing that God has more for your life and that we can make a difference in the world. And so I've titled the message simply, Rising Above Average. Rising Above Average. Now, I want us to read a well-known passage of Scripture from the book of Revelation. And in chapter 3, we read the words of Jesus to the church in Laodicea. And in verse 14, he says, Write this letter to the angel of the church in Laodicea. This is the message from the one who is the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of God's new creation. Then verse 15, the Lord says, I know all the things that you do, that you are neither hot nor cold. I wish that you were one or the other. But since you are like lukewarm water, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. Now, the context of this passage is to do with our commitment to Jesus and to the things of God. And we see here that the Lord had to rebuke the church in Laodicea because they'd become so comfortable in their faith. It became all about what was convenient and easy. And because of that, well, they'd started drifting away from God. And the Bible says that they were lukewarm. They were neither hot nor cold. They were not against Jesus, but they were also not on fire for Him. They were somewhere in the middle, in the place of average. You see, they had faith, but it was just average faith. They were in church, but they were just conveniently in, when it suited them. They wanted to serve God, but only on their terms and conditions, and they'd settled for average. And Jesus came to warn them that an indifferent approach like this, if they didn't deal with it, would result in them falling away completely. And in verse 16, he says, But since you are like lukewarm water, neither hot nor cold, in other words, average, somewhere in the middle, he says, I will spit you out of my mouth. Now, many years ago, when I was 19, I spent a year in the army, and often we'd go out into the bush for a whole week at a time, and we'd have to take enough water to last us. But in the middle of summer, the water would become lukewarm. In other words, it wasn't hot enough to make tea or coffee, and it wasn't cold enough to take your thirst away. It was just lukewarm. So whenever you drank from the water bottle, it actually made you gag, and you naturally wanted to spit it out. And this is the illustration that Jesus used here of someone who's spiritually not in, but they're not out. They're just somewhere in the middle. Now, although this passage is in a spiritual context, I think it applies to all areas of life. You know, if you settle for an average marriage, well, you're likely going to end up getting divorced at some stage. If you settle for an average job, you're probably going to hate your work, and every day you're going to be miserable when you have to go in. If you settle, you know, for an average business, well, there's a good chance that you'll go under when the economy takes a dive. And even for us as a church, you know, if we just settle for being an average church and we stop putting in the work and the effort and we stop calling people to grow in faith and to serve God at a higher level, well, guess what? We also run the risk of becoming a church that's no longer relevant. You see, average is something we need to rise above so that life doesn't spit us out and we become victims of our circumstances. I read a great article called Don't Settle for Average by the American pastor Derek Kelly. And he says, average is the adversary of everything that will move us forward. Progression, achievement, accomplishment, and success. Average is the adversary of anything that causes you to be better or greater. It is the adversary of anything that pushes you to do more or go further. You know, our world has become obsessed with making everyone average. You know, we've tried to get everyone to conform to a certain way of thinking where each type of behavior and lifestyle becomes acceptable, and anyone who rises above that by standing up for what is right and for what is true, well, they very quickly cancel that. And much of the Western world has begun leaning towards the socialist worldview again, and the goal of that is simply to make everyone equal or average. So those who work hard and do well, well, they are taxed at higher levels, and those who do nothing are encouraged to keep doing nothing, and then they are promised that everything will be done for them by the government. But church, history has shown that this way has never worked because it cannot work. The moment you try to get everyone to function at an average level, all you do is remove the desire for anyone to do more than average. So those who do work at an above average level, well, they are discouraged from working harder because the more they do, the more is taken from them. And those who start off at an average level now do less than average because they're still incentivized for even doing nothing. Can I just remind you of this truth? Average never builds anything. It never builds anything, and it never lifts the level of anyone's life. So let's have a look at some of the truths from Scripture today to encourage us to keep rising above average. I hope you're being encouraged today. The first thing today is this. Number one is that God is not an average God. He's not an average God. In fact, there's nothing average about God at all. He's not just one of many gods. God is the all-powerful, all-knowing, omnipresent creator of all life. Church, he's not just another deity or supernatural being that can be compared with another idol. No, no. In fact, the Bible says in Psalm 86, "Where among the heathen gods is there a God like you? Where are their miracles? All the nations, and you made each one, will come and bow before you, Lord, and praise your great and holy name. For you are great and do great miracles. You alone are God." You see, the God of the Bible, the God that we serve, is set apart from all other gods. He's not just an average God doing an average day's work. You know, an average God doesn't create a world from nothing. An average God doesn't create life where there was no life before. And an average God doesn't hold the entire universe in his hand and at the same time know everything about every person on earth. Church, our God is not an average God. Isaiah 40 verse 12 says, "Who else has held the oceans in his hand? Who has measured off the heavens with his fingers?" I mean, that's amazing. "Who else knows the weight of the earth or has weighed the mountains and hills on a scale? To whom can you compare God? What image can you find to resemble him?" There is nothing average about God. And because we are created in the image of God, in his likeness, well, God has already put into our DNA the means to rise above average and not to settle for what the world says that we should. Can you say amen? Then secondly, Jesus is not an average savior. You know, every major religion has some form of pathway to salvation or enlightenment. And apart from Christianity, they all require a measure of good works or self-righteousness to try and get back to God. But the way that Jesus prescribes, well, that's very different. It's not an average salvation plan, and he was not an average savior. In Philippians 2 verse 6, it says of Jesus that though he was God, well, that already sets him apart from any average God. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. You know, Jesus did what no other religious person would or could ever do. He was the physical manifestation of God. And he came down from heaven to earth as the Savior for our sins. You see, an average Savior would require us to earn our own salvation. But Jesus died in our place because he knew that we could never do enough to earn our salvation. And so he became the offering for our sin, something that no other person could ever do. And it was not an average sacrifice. It was the greatest and most significant sacrifice of all time when Jesus went to the cross to die for our sins. Church, Jesus is no average Savior. And our response to that, now that we have been saved, must be to refuse to live an average life. Then thirdly, we see that average goes against the principles of Scripture. You know, nowhere in the Bible do we see God accepting or endorsing any form of average. In fact, the pattern we see is that God usually called people out from an average existence so that he could use them. You know, think about Abraham. In Genesis 12, we read that he was an old man living an average life, doing average things. And at the time that Abraham should have been settling into a nice, comfortable and average retirement, well, God called him to rise above average and be part of something bigger than his own life. Yeah, what about Moses? Well, he was living an average life as a shepherd in the wilderness, looking after an average bunch of sheep. And at the age of 80, at 80 years old, God called Moses out from that average life. But remember, even as a younger man, Moses had already refused to settle for the average life of comfort and convenience when he still lived in Egypt. And we read in Hebrews 11:24, it says, by faith, Moses, when grown, refused the privileges of the Egyptian royal household. You know, average people are usually more concerned with privileges and perks than they are about purpose. But it says of Moses that he chose a hard life with God's people rather than an opportunistic soft life of sin with the oppressors. You see, average people do all that they can to avoid hardship and inconvenience. But anyone who desires to be used by God has to refuse to settle for an average life. Church, average is never part of God's plan. You may start off average, as we all do in life, but we don't have to stay average. We can and we need to choose to rise above average. A pastor from Texas called Furman Carpenter writes, and he says, to be average is to be forgotten once you pass from this life. The successful are remembered because they tried, but the average, the silent majority, is forgotten because they didn't want to. He says, to be average is to commit a great crime against yourself and against humanity. You know, I remember one night when Yannette and I were still in our first year of Bible college at Hillsong in Australia, I had to choose whether I would live an average life or not. That particular night, we were at Connect Group, and I remember being quite overwhelmed by the workload. Yannette and I were newly married. We were still trying to find our feet there. We were also studying full time. And then in addition to that, we had to work many hours a week to pay our way through college. And I remember being tired that night, telling the Connect group that I just wanted to be normal. I didn't want too many responsibilities. I just wanted to be average. And then there was a young woman in our group who was also at college with us. And she very quickly pulled me aside and she sternly rebuked me. And she simply said to me, hey, God hasn't called you to be normal or average. Just like that. Listen, I was cross with her. And I remember thinking, I didn't verbalize it, but I thought, don't tell me what I can and can't be. Don't tell me I can't be normal if I want to. What do you know anyway? But I knew straight away that the Holy Spirit was speaking to me. And it was one of those defining moments in my walk with God. And it's like God was saying, well, you can be normal. You can settle for average like most people do. But that's not what I'm wanting for your life. I've got more for you, but you have to make a decision and you need to make it now. And I remember in my heart that day, that evening at Connect Group, I decided that I would not settle for an average life. I wanted to be used by God. I wanted my life to make a difference. And I wanted to live in a way that glorified Him. In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus spoke about the need for Christians to stand out from the crowd and to rise above the average way of living and thinking. And in Matthew 5:13, He said, "You are the salt of the earth, but what good is salt if it has lost its flavor?" You know, in other words, if we don't rise above average, well, what value can we really add to the lives of people? He says, "Can you make it salty again? It will be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless." Then verse 14, He says, "You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden." You know, the thing about light is that it stands out from darkness. Light doesn't just blend in and become like darkness. In fact, the darker the darkness is, well, the brighter the light shines. Jesus says in verse 15, "No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house." You know, when you and I rise above average, we begin to influence the people around us and we begin to bring change to the darkness in our world. But here's the thing, average does nothing for anyone. It just blends in with the crowd, and too many Christians have become so concerned with just fitting in and being politically correct and not wanting to be offensive to anyone that we've lost our saltiness and we've lost the light we're meant to be shining into the darkness. George Barna, the founder of the Barna Research Institute, says that the average Christian leaves planet Earth never having led anyone to Christ. You see, that's what settling for average does. No longer do you stand out and become an influencer for Christ. Instead, it works the other way around then, that we get influenced by our surroundings until, well, we eventually just fit in and adjust to what everyone else is doing and saying. Derek Kelly, who I mentioned earlier, says we must learn to break away from the pack. For as long as you stay with the pack, you will remain average. When a race is being run, especially a long distance race, everybody starts out in a pack, but eventually someone has to break away from the pack because you can't win the prize running with a pack. The late Dr. Robert Schuller once said that the hardest struggle of all is to be something different from what the average man is. I hope you're being encouraged in your homes today. Number four is this: average reduces the level of our faith. It reduces the level of our faith. You know, probably the biggest danger of settling for average in life is simply that it requires less faith. You know, when you choose an average life, well, you don't need to pray as much. You don't need to hear from God that often. You don't need to trust God for big breakthroughs. You don't have to forgive much. You don't have to worship regularly. You don't have to be in church too often or serve at a high level. You don't have to stretch yourself in your giving to God. You don't have to do any of those things because it takes far less faith to live an average life. You know, some of those of you who are old enough might remember that Brit pop song from the 90s by the band called Pulp. And the song was called Common People. And the words of the chorus, I think, sum up the way that most people want to live their life. "I want to live like common people. I want to do whatever common people do." But is that really how you want to live your life? Do you want to live a life of just enough or a life of more than enough? Do you want your work to just be a means to an end where you get a paycheck each month? Or do you want to live with purpose and meaning? Do you want to settle for normal and ordinary? Or do you desire to see God do something extraordinary through your life? Joel Osteen says that you were not created to just get by with an average, unrewarding, or unfulfilling life. He says God created you to leave your mark on this generation. I really pray that God's speaking to you today through this word. You know, there's that fantastic passage of scripture in Hebrews 11 where we see some of the incredible things that above average faith accomplishes. Hebrews 11:32, the writer says, "How much more do I need to say? It would take too long to recount the stories of the faith of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and all the prophets. By faith, these people overthrew kingdoms, ruled with justice, and received what God had promised them. They shut the mouths of lions, quenched the flames of fire, and escaped death by the edge of the sword. Their weakness was turned to strength. They became strong in battle and put whole armies to flight. Women received their loved ones back again from death." And I believe now more than ever that this is what our world needs. Men and women of faith who refuse to be average, to be positioned in all areas of life, bringing change to their workplaces and their homes and their places of influence. Church, our world is being bombarded by a liberal agenda that's trying to indoctrinate our children and trying to undermine the values and morals of the Bible. And unfortunately, a desire to be average will have zero impact in stopping it. It's only when we rise above average that we can, as the Bible says of these men and women of faith, overthrow kingdoms, that we can rule with justice, that we can shut the mouths of the lions that are trying to devour our children. You know, it's only when we have above average faith that we can stand strong in the battle, because we're in a fight for our souls. And it's only with above average faith that we can bring life back to all the death and decay in our world. You know, I remember when Yannette and I made the decision to have a fourth child. Most people thought we were crazy because, well, most people don't have four kids. It's just not normal anymore. But see, I'd already made up my mind that, well, I wasn't going to live an average life. So to me, well, it seemed perfectly logical. And yes, I knew it would cost more money and I would lose more of my sanity. And I mean, I would go even grayer quicker and I'd have even less sleep than before. But for me, it was never, ever about those things. It was always a faith decision. You know, I believe then and I still do now that God would provide according to my level of faith. If I had faith for two kids, well, He'd provide for that. If I had faith for four kids, He'd provide for that. And guess what? He did, and He continues to do so. And if you're taking notes, I want you to write this down. When you rise above average, your faith level rises too. When you rise above average, your faith level rises too. But then you can also write this down. When you settle for average, your faith level settles too. When you settle for average, your faith level settles too. Now, let me just say, I'm not trying to convince anyone to have more kids or make anyone feeling bad for having less kids. It's merely to personally illustrate how a decision to not settle for average increased my level of faith to believe God for more. You know, when you settle for average, you have no need to rely on God because, well, you can do everything in your own strength. But when you rise above average, well, you have no option but to trust God and to rely on the Lord. And church, that's exactly where God wants us to live from. A place of complete dependency on Him. You know, something that is becoming more and more common in people is high blood pressure. It affects approximately 30% of the adult population in most countries. And in America alone, it causes about 60,000 deaths per year. And high blood pressure is often called the silent killer because it typically has no symptoms until after it's done damage to the heart and the arteries. And, you know, I think average is a bit like that. It's a silent killer. Most people don't even know that they have it because they're so busy trying to make their lives as comfortable as possible. But when you settle for average, well, it slowly kills your dreams, it kills your passion, it kills the call of God on your life. I think average will kill your purpose and it'll rob you of the good things that God has for you. And church, never forget, the devil is perfectly happy for us to be average Christians. Because as long as we stay there, well, we're no real threat to him. But like with high blood pressure, the key is to detect it early so you can do something about it. The sooner you choose to rise above average, the more God can do in you and through you, and the more you can live the life that the Lord has intended for you to live. Church, don't settle for average. Yes, it's convenient. Yes, it's comfortable there. Yes, no one will expect too much from you, but God has not created us to be average. And as Jesus said, you know, he said, be either hot or cold, but don't be lukewarm. Can you say amen to that? You know, I think the greatest danger of living an average life is that it can deceive you into believing that you're right with God when in fact you're slowly but surely just drifting away from him. Jesus said in Matthew 7:21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name drive out demons and in your name perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you, away from me, you evildoers. And I wonder if Jesus perhaps had in mind those who'd settled for average. Those who thought they were right with God, but who'd never grown in their faith and in the things of God. I want to pray in a moment for people to surrender fully to Jesus. The Bible tells us that sin separates us from God, but Jesus died for our sin so that we could be saved from the penalty of that sin and be made right with God the Father. And everyone, church, everyone who puts their trust in Jesus and repents of their sin will be washed clean and made righteous before a holy God. I also want to pray for those of you who know in your heart that you've settled for average, those who've become lukewarm in your faith. And you also can make a decision right now to recommit yourself to God and stop drifting further away. Would you pray with me today? Father God, I come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you died on a cross for my sin. Thank you that you paid the price in full. Thank you that I'm washed clean by the blood of Jesus. Father, thank you for the grace and mercy that you've extended to me. And now that I have been saved, Lord, I refuse to live an average life. I refuse to be conformed to the things of this world, but I allow your Holy Spirit to transform me so that I can become all that you've called me to be. Lord, if I've drifted away from you, would you rekindle that passion and that desire in me to prioritize the things of God, to be fully surrendered to Jesus? Lord, I want to be all that you've created me to be. I refuse to be average. I choose to rise above average today and live for the glory of God. I surrender myself to you in full. In Jesus' name I pray. And all God's people said, amen. Well, I believe that there are many of you that did pray that prayer with a sincere heart. And you know, church, know that God never turns anyone away who comes with a repentant heart and who is willing to confess their need of Jesus as Lord. I want to encourage you to WhatsApp the number on screen right now, and our team will be in touch with you and just come alongside you and encourage you in your walk of faith with God. Or alternatively, if you go to the website, you'll find some great information to help you and encourage you there. Well, thanks so much for joining us online today. Let's keep doing what we need to do. Wear masks, sanitize. Let's obey the government regulations. But let's also keep praying that this too shall come to pass very quickly so that we can gather again in person. God bless you. Have a wonderful week.
We hope you have been blessed and inspired by this message.